गोविंदम आदि पुरुषम तमाम भजाम। एक पशु रचयतम जगदन्न कोटी जक्षक्तिरस्ति जगदन्न चयाजदंतम अन्नांतरस्थं परमानुचयांतरस्थं गोविंदम आदिपुरुषं तमहं भजाम। एकोपि असौ दैट गोविंदा बाय हिज वन एक्सपेंशन ऑफ प्लेनरी पोर्शन एक पशु that expansion is meant for creating this material world. Eka pasau rachayatam jagadanna koti. Not one universe, but millions of universes. As you see, within this universe, there are millions and trillions of planets. Similarly, there are millions and trillions of universes. Jagadanna koti. So in each universe, Govinda enters. Then it becomes developed. Just like the matter created by the male and female, the jiva, soul, enters and then the body develops. Similarly, this material matter has no power of developing. Govinda enters into the matter and therefore the universe develops. It is very easy to understand. Simply matter, combination of matter, cannot produce any development. Govinda, eka pasau rachayatam jagadanna koti, annantarastham paramanu chayantarastham. So Govinda is the atomic theory. That combination of atom, paramanubad, is this material world. But we say that within the atom there is Govinda. Anoraniyang mahato mahiyang. Govinda is greater than the greatest and is smaller than the smallest. That is Govinda. Anand, we cannot imagine, we cannot see even atoms with our naked eyes. Unless six atoms combine together, we cannot see. One atom we cannot see. Paramanu, onu paramanu. The six paramanu combines, then one becomes atom. There are so minute divisions. So, annantarastham paramanachayantarastham govindam adipurisam tamahambhaya. So, we worship. Brahma says, tamahambhajami. I am worshipping that Supreme Personality. And we are disciplic succession from Brahma. Therefore, our process is to follow the footsteps of acharyas. Acharya upasanam, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, for making progress in knowledge, one has to worship acharya. Acharya upasanam. So by parampara system, we follow. How Govinda enters, that doesn't matter. We do not bother about that thing. That is not our business. How Govinda enters in the atom, that is not our business. Our Acharya says, Anna antarastham paramanuche antarastham. He enters. We accept, that's all. Our business is finished. This is Vedic way of understanding. We take knowledge from the authority and do not bother unnecessarily, speculate. We don't waste our time in that way. Our time is very valuable. Instead of researching how Govinda enters in the atom, we chant Hare Krishna, utilize that. So this line is very nice. Every knowledge is perfect there from the disciplic succession. You take it and be at home. That's all. We don't bother much. Just like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. You know, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was a great scholar. And Mayavadi scholar, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him surrender unto him. He became Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's admirer, follower, after being defeated in Vedanta Sutra, understanding that story is there in the THC. So, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became convinced that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. He wrote 100 verses about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Out of 2 verses are available in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. He was a very learned scholar. He composed 100 verses about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and handed it over. But in all those verses, he admitted that he was Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, he was very much pleased that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood. But because he was playing the part of an acharya, he externally became, what you have written all these things? He immediately torn out and threw it up. But the devotees saved only 2. That 2 verses are there. Vairagya vidya nija bhakti yogam. Sikkhartameka purusa purana Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Kipam buddhidya samaham prapadde. You'll find that verse. That you are the same Sri Krishna. You have come to teach us Vairagya vidya. Vairagya vidya means how to become unattached with this material world. That is called Vairagya. Because we are accepting different types of body on account of our attachment. Because we are attached to this material world, we want to enjoy. That is illusion. We cannot enjoy, we are simply suffering. But we are accepting an enjoyment. Just like this karmis, it is very distinctly visible. Wherever you go, so many congested work. All buses and cars are running, there are so many luggages being loaded in the sea. Bharamudbhat. Great humbug, you see. great humbug. Prahlad Maharaj said, Maya sukhaya bharamud bahato bimura. Actually, they are taking so much labor, I wanted to say, trouble for loading these big, big cases. But because they are getting, say, $40 a day, they say, think I am enjoying. I am enjoying. Actually, he is working so hard, just like ass or hogs, day and night. But because getting some money, and with that money, because he is gratifying his senses, he thinks I am happy. This is illusion. illusion. He does not know what is that happiness for a second. The illusion, material world, happiness means sex life, that's all. How long does it stay? Say for minutes. But they are working so hard. This is called illusion. Actually, he is being killed, but he thinks that I am enjoying. This is illusion. Opposite. So Prahlad Maharaj was very much sympathetic that I am simply anxious for these rascals who have created a humbug civilization for temporary happiness. Maya sukhaya. Maya sukhaya bharamud bahato bimura. They have created ugra karma. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, ugra karma. Huge factory, day and night melting iron. And they are working. Working the special technologies, getting some money, they are happy. They do not know how they are wasting their valuable life. This is called Maya. Why so much work? Why you are working so hard? Do you think if you get $100 per day, you can eat more chapatis than myself? Rascal does not know that he will eat the same number of chapatis, 4 or 5 or 6, but he will work so hard. So we are the best intelligent class. We don't work, but we get our chapatis. Let the rascal work, and we get our chapatis. Maya sukhaya bharamud bahato bimura. So, people are sometimes envious. Gargamani was telling in Los Angeles that some dealers, neighboring dealers, they were asking, how you get money? You are living in such a nice place and you are eating so nice. Where you get money? They are envious. So I told Gargamani that why don't you ask them to come and join? You also eat and dance. Why you are working so hard? That is, they will not do. You see, this is Maya. This is Maya. My Guru Maharaj used to say that the whole country or the city, whole man, let them come here. I shall provide them with food. But they will not do that. So Maya sukhaya bharamud bahuta bimuran. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami is recommending that happiness, material happiness also, is due to pious activities. unless you are pious, you cannot be happy even materially. And if you simply commit sins, Rupa Goswami has analyzed, you will read in the Nectar of Devotion, that distress is due to ignorance. Simply ignorance. The distress and happiness, actually, you can see, those who are not educated fairly, they cannot get any good job. Therefore, it is his distress is due to less poor fund of knowledge. So actually, our distress is due to ignorance. And in ignorance only, we commit sinful activities. Therefore, our topics began that prayaschittam vimarasanam. We are trying to move the ignorance of the people. Therefore, we are giving the best service to the human society. We are simply trying to remove the ignorance. Chito darpano marjanam. We are trying to polish or cleanse the heart. Chito darpano marjanam. Bhava mahada bhagni nidbapanam. As soon as the heart is cleansed, the heart that now I am indifferently conscious, I am thinking that I am American, I am Indian, I am this, I am that, I have to work, I have got business. So many you have created. But our process is, our process is to cleanse the heart, that you are nothing of this. You are simply eternal servant of Krishna. You engage yourself as eternal servant of Krishna and become happy. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava maha davagni nidbapanam. And because we are ignorant of our constitutional position, we have created all these problems. Actually, there is no problem. Exactly the same example. Just like at night, in dream, we create so many problems. But actually, there is no problem. But dreaming, that I am in such and such position, I am being harassed, somebody is taking my money, somebody is pinching me, so many things. I am in the front of tiger, there is ghost, there are so many things. So these problems, actually, there is no problem. But by dreaming, he is creating, mental. Jasangoyam purusha, Veda says that this purusha, the atma, the soul, has no connection with all these things. So we have created by material association so many problems. So the whole process is how to cleanse this dreaming condition of life. That is possible. First of all, Sukadeva Goswami recommended that tapasā brahmacarjena samena dhamana. Gradually you have to go. Generally, this is the process. First process is those who are grossly ignorant. For them, atonement. You have done this mistake, all right, you atone for this. But they will commit again. Therefore, the next stage, the kormis are grossly ignorant. Unnecessarily working so hard, kormis, to get some material result out of it. They are called kurmis. And next, prayaschitta vimarsanam, those who are a little advanced in knowledge, they think that I am making atonement, again committing the same thing. I am getting medicine from the physician. Again I am being infected by the same disease. How long this business will go on? When one comes to this discussion within himself, then he is little farther advanced than this rascal kurmis. And above them, those who are bhaktas, kurmik jnani bhakta. Yogi comes to the jnani platform. Kurmik jnani yogi. And bhakta. So, a bhakta can be peaceful, others cannot. The kurmis cannot be peaceful, the jnanis cannot be peaceful, the yogis cannot be peaceful, only the bhaktas, they can be peaceful. Why? Because everyone except the bhakta, Shuddha Bhakta, pure, has desire. Shuddha Bhakta has no desire. They are simply happy by serving Krishna. They do not want to know Krishna. I mean, whether Krishna is God or not, they don't bother. They want to love Krishna, that's all. Whatever Krishna may be. Not that because Krishna is omnipotent, God, all-pervasive, Narayana, and so on. No, no, no. In Vrindavan, they did not know. The cowherd's boy, the gopis, they did not know whether Krishna is God or something else. But they were too much inclined to love Krishna. That's all. That was their position. They are not Vedantis, they are not yogis, they are not kurmis, village girls, boys. They wanted to see Krishna happy, that's all. That is their position. This is called sarvapadhi vinirmuktam, tatparatena nirmulam. Yogis, jnanis, they are trying to understand God, but they do not know they are in an illusion. They are an illusion. So far kurmis are concerned, they are an illusion. Maya sukhaya bharamud bahato vimuran. They are fools and rascals because illusory happiness for a moment, they are working so hard. Therefore, they are rascal number one. They cannot, how they can have peace? There is no question. Next, jnanis. Jnanis, they want to get relief from this hard work of this material world. Brahma Satya Jagan Mithya. They reject this material world. Mithya, false. We have nothing to deal. That is little higher than the kurmis. Because the kurmis, they have taken this material world as everything. Here we shall be happy. Their dharma means how we shall live peacefully here in this material world. Their religion means. I've talked with so many. Their religion means to make a peaceful atmosphere within this material world. But the rascals do not know that it has been tried for millions of years for making this world peaceful. It has never happened. And never it will happen. How it will happen? This place is meant for giving you troubles and miseries. Krishna says, the Creator says, Dukkhalayam asasatam. This is a place simply for suffering, and that also temporary. You cannot make an agreement, all right, let me suffer the threefold miseries, I'll stay here. That also will not be allowed. You cannot stay. You cannot stay. You'll be kicked out. You make your good bank balance, a skyscraper house, and wife, children, cigarette, wine, liquor, I'm living very peaceful. That's all right. But one day comes, please get out. Why? It is my house. I have got bank balance, I have got everything, I have got factory. Why shall I get out? Yes, you get out. Don't talk. Get out. That day, he sees God. Oh, I did not believe in God. Now here is God. Making everything finished. Everything finished. Sarvaharangstaham, Krishna says, that I am God for the demons when I take away everything from them at the time of death. You do not believe God? All right, here I am. Today I am here. I have come to you to take away everything whatever you have got. Now get out. They will see God on that day. And so why not see God? Yeah, Radha Krishna. Why you want to see God? Just like here, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad seeing God. And Hiranyakashipu is seeing God by death. And Prahlad seeing God. Here is my Lord. So, those who are challenging that whether you can show me God, they will see God, like Hiranyakashipu. Everyone will see God. But one who is sane, one who knows that I am eternally related with Krishna, God, he loves me. My duty is to love. He is so much kind that even though I do not love him, still he gives me food. He gives me fruits, flowers, grains, whatever I want. God is supplying. Eko bahunam vidudhati kama. You cannot manufacture. So Krishna, God, is so kind that he is supplying food to the atheist also. But the atheist has no knowledge that where from I am getting my foodstuff. That is ignorance. So therefore they are committing so many sinful activities. It is due to ignorance. Nothing but ignorance. Atheist means in gross ignorance. That's all. Otherwise, any person who is honest, he can see God everywhere, always. Just like Krishna says, try to understand me. Try to see me everywhere. How? No, first of all he says, rasoham apsukanteya. I am the taste of the water. So when you are thirsty, you require a glass of water, drink it, and when you feel happy, you understand that this quenching power of this water is Krishna. That is Krishna realization. Rasoham apsukanteya prabhasmi shashi surya. As soon as there is sunrise, you see Krishna. Krishna says, I am the sun sign, I am the moon sign. So So why don't you try to see Krishna? In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, there is a big list. Just like Krishna says, I am the lion amongst the animals. Because he took the shape of a lion, Hiranyakashipu, eternal self. I am the banyan tree, so many things. Krishna has described in the Bhagavad Gita. So, in the beginning, if one is not fortunate enough to see Krishna, although he is sitting in this temple, let him see Krishna in this way. If he is not fortunate to come here to see Krishna, take prasadam and dance in ecstasy, then let his unfortunate condition be diminished by seeing Krishna in water, in sunshine, in moonshine, in this and that. Krishna is visible. But Krishna is visible to the devotees. Nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasya jūgu māyā samābṛtaḥ. I am not exposed to everyone. Jūgu māyā samābṛtaḥ, covered by the curtain of jūgu māyā. But those who have developed love of Krishna, for them, Premanyana churita bhakti bilochanena santas sadaiva ridayesu bilokayanti. One who has developed love of Krishna, he can see Krishna within his heart 24 hours. So, it is very nice proposition, Krishna consciousness. Please take to it. We are canvassing. We are sending our devotees to the street, begging, please come to our temple and be Krishna conscious. That is our business. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted it. Go door to door, even at the risk of life, and ask these rascals to come to Krishna consciousness. Maya sukha, because they are thinking, oh, we are very happy. Illusion. The happiness will be finished within a second, as soon as death will come, finished. But one can say that death will come to you also. Yes, that's all right. Then, why do you distinguish my death and your death? Yes, because you do not know where you are going, but I know where I am going. That is the difference. How do you know? And Krishna says, what does he say? Tatta deham punarjanma naiti. One who has understood Krishna, one has served Krishna sincerely and seriously, he is not going to come again to take any material body. Then where does he go? Mameti, he comes to me. So how you can go to Krishna unless you have got a body like Krishna? Yeah, that is the position. Satchidananda vigraha, ishara, evkan. Just like you cannot enter into fire without being fire. Similarly, next life for the devotees is Satchidananda vigraha. Eternal body, blissful life, dancing with Krishna in rasa dance. You have seen the picture, like the gopis, like the cowherd boys. Kritapunna punya. Sukadeva Goswami says that these boys who are playing with Krishna in Vrindavan, kritapunna punya, for many millions of years, they are simply accumulated pious results of their activities. The Bhagavad Gita also says, Jesam antagatam papam. One who is simply free from all reaction of sinful life. Jesam antagatam papam. How it is possible? Jananam punyakarmanam. Those who are simply engaged in pious activities. The sinful activity cannot touch him. That is natural. If you are engaged in some type of activities, you are not engaged in other activity. You cannot do. Similarly, if you simply engage yourself in pious activities, the reaction of sinful activities cannot touch you. Jisam antagatam papam jananam punyakarmanam. Te, such persons, dandamaha nirmukta, they release from the duality. Bhajante maang dirabhada. So you are engaged in that business. There is no scope of sinful reaction in your life, provided you follow the four principles. No intoxication, no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling. These four items and chant Hare Krishna 16 rounds. Is it very difficult? And here is Krishna's certificate. So do it rigidly and be happy. Thank you very much.
Got a great desire to distribute Back to Godhead magazines. We've got such a great desire. We want to distribute a lot of Back to Godheads, more and more Back to Godheads. We wonder, perhaps you could advise us?
So what do you want? That desire is nice, that's all. Either you distribute or not distribute. Keep that desire, that's all. What is this? Open it. Govind Lavali.